Now from the war on Iraq to the war on terror. NPR's Christopher Johnson has the story of a Washington, D.C. area man who lived through the racism of the civil rights era and now finds himself with a new struggle. But first, a note to our listeners. This story contains language that some might find offensive.
In Yusuf Muhajir's apartment, there's a small device that goes off 5 times a day, like an alarm clock. It reminds him to pray. Muhajir is a devout Sunni Muslim. Standing at 6'6", he's a tall, striking symbol of his faith. He wears the head covering, the curly salt and pepper beard, sandals, and the flowing white garments that are part of his Sunni tradition. The 58-year-old New York native also has serious back problems, so he walks with a cane. Since the U.S. terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001, his appearance has led to some disturbing comparisons.
People tend to say that I look like Bin Laden or whoever, but I was dressing like this at least for the last 35 years before people even knew who Bin Laden was. But Bin Laden, I don't even think, was in the puberty yet.
Muhajir, a black veteran of Vietnam and the first Gulf War, says he has nothing to do with Osama bin Laden, his al-Qaeda network, or any other terrorist group. But over the last few years, he's had some experiences that make Muhajir think he might be under suspicion. About a year and a half ago, Muhajir was driving a friend to a job interview after spending a painful night in the hospital. He was pulled over by several cars full of local county police and agents from the Department of Homeland Security.
You go through my pockets, take out a camera. I had taken some photographs at the American Indian Museum on the mall, and I still had them in the camera. So, I mean, I had about 12 shots with the memory.
During the police interrogation, Muhajir was asked a whole range of questions about his background, his name change more than 3 decades ago, and why his pictures had the Capitol building in the background.
The night before, when I was in the hospital waiting for these x-rays, I may have had the thing on my lap looking at the photographs, you understand? So I imagine that may have been where the call came from, because the police told me that someone had told them that I was walking around taking photographs. And it was when they noticed I was in a grave pain that they let me sit down, because they had me standing with my hands on the car and tears were coming out of my eye from pain, and they noticed that I really couldn't move properly.
After more than an hour of questioning, he was let go. And since then, Muhajir spends more time alone. A self-described meager, broken-down old man, he doesn't linger around his mosque. He socializes less with other Muslims and is particularly suspicious of strangers. But the investigations don't seem to have stopped. Neighbors say federal agents came looking for him last summer, asking lots of questions. The whole experience has frustrated Muhajir, who says he's had to live through almost 6 decades of racism in America to now be targeted by society and law enforcement because of his faith.
You guys got beef with, some Afghanis, some Iranians, some Iraqis, but, like, I'm none of that stuff. I'm a black nigga. I identified myself as a black man in America who was historically, we've had our own crosses to bear, so to speak. I started out as the tar baby. And then it's a little black Sambo in the toddler stages of life. It goes on and on. The spear chucker, the watermelon fried chicken eater. This is who I am. I don't have a martyr complex, or I'm going to give my life for any other cause. I didn't do that for being a black man in America. Why would I do it for any particular geopolitical cause?
Muhajir can't change being black, but he could change his religion, or at least be a more discreet Muslim, wear different clothes, shave his beard, and stay at home and pray. But Muhajir says that's simply not an option.
We understand that you're going to be tested on your convictions, and I relate to Islam as a way of life. This is not something that I'm playing with, I'm looking for a salvation, and I'm a believer.
Christopher Johnson, NPR News.
That's our program for today. Thanks for joining us. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. And if you'd like to comment, call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.